back here at the 2025 Historic Farm Days here in Penfield, Illinois, and I am Jocelyn Eisenman, joined with Betty Bensel. How are you, Betty?
I'm doing fine, staying cool.
That's right. We are in this antique area. Yes. You can tell me all about it because it looks fascinating. I stopped in here yesterday and wow, it's pretty neat in here. I'm excited for this interview.
This was the old Penfield Grade School, and it is now our historic farm museum. The whole school is, because we have farm stuff in the opposite end. We opened up two of the classrooms. We have all sorts of things. A lot of things have been donated. A lot of things are just on loan for the show, and we try to change some of the areas each year. This year, we have a wonderful milkshake display, and that's been bringing a lot of attention. The gal thought she had three, and she ended up bringing 10. So,
yummy.
So we just have a little bit of everything. People still like our pink electric stove. We've got gas stoves with the cobs and all of that. But we just try to change things each year and suggestions. And while we're here this year, we've got to try and think what we want to change for next year. But just a lot of different areas, you know, clothing, food.
Yeah, definitely switch it up each year. Keep it interesting for the people who come back annually.
Exactly. And it used to be only women would be in here, but now it seems like there's more and more men coming through and saying, we had this, or we, in fact, our old stoves, we've got a cob bin in the end. And the men will come in, well, what did you use that for? Well, one gentleman one year said, my grandma knew exactly 6 cobs would bake the pie. Knew how many cobs to put in there for the fire, for the heat. So it's just everything. We have a round ice box, which I had never seen here. So we just, a little bit of everything. Washing machines, all kinds. So just come and enjoy. And there's something different every year. So
yes, definitely something for everyone.
Yes, winter,
that's for sure.
Everything. You know, you just walk through and oh, I didn't get to this part. So
yeah, I feel like you turn a corner and it's like, oh, I haven't seen this yet. And you walk in. Yeah, that's great.
Mary started this on benches in the gym there. And then we needed a room. We had one room and it got too crowded. The guys put their leaky tractors in here. She said, we need to knock out these walls. So it has worked good. Worked good. I think we're in what was called first and second grade. And one thing we have that a lot of people have never had, we have grade school band uniform. Penfield had grade school band uniform. They're out in the hallway. We've got to display that. Now, how many grade schools do you know had the uniforms?
None.
But, yes. So it's interesting. So I learn something new every year myself, too. So, right.
Right, yeah, yeah. No, this is great. Come in here in the old school building and this antique ovens and washing machines, and there's a bed. There's some different, like what they used to make milkshakes and with the milk and the eggs and all that farm produce in the kitchen stuff.
And a kids display too. They can come in and color a little bit and just everything.
Yeah, no, this is very neat. What would you say is your favorite piece in this room?
My favorite piece? I don't know. There's a lot. Well, that's my old dining room table, but no.
So a little sentimental with that, yeah.
I guess it's the pink stove, because that draws attention to a different age area. And I happen to have had my apron made, and it had pink on it. So, and that was like in the 60s, the turquoise and the pink. I can remember my sister got married in the 60s. You know, you had the turquoise pans or the turquoise placemats and all that. So it's just...
Why those colors? Why did the 60s... form around pink and turquoise.
They had the yellow too. And then after all this, that gold and the avocado green you'd see in appliances after that.
Oh, okay. So kind of an opposite change of color. Okay.
Right. And we do have some televisions and stuff around the corner out there, an old record player. Just we have Penfield memorabilia all along the hallway there too, which is good. They had a ball team and everything, so we've got all that. So
yeah, I see this little shelf area over here with the kids plates and cups, like it says child's dishes Tupperware mid-1970s, so even the children can come and sit, and there's like a little table with some seats they can, you know, see. Okay, a lot of generations ago they can see.
Well, we have things if they need to take what they colored with them.
Yeah, and those kids can come in and see that, wow, like, this is what my grandparents played with compared to what I play with now as a kid, yeah.
Exactly. And of course, when I grew up, showing my age too, we were on a party line where your Mars was two longs and a short. But when you picked it up, then you'd hear click, click, other people in the neighborhood clicking to see who you're talking to. And, so things have changed through that. It's neat to see the changes in them. Even your cell phones, from the old bag phones to that. We haven't brought that in yet, but that is something that has changed, you know, from that.
Oh, yes, definitely, yes.
This year we also have a few old postcards, which is, you know, back in my grandma's day, everybody sent a card. And I used some of those even for my decorations during the holidays, too. But different people brought things in, and it's kind of interesting just to see something different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, these are very neat. Different pictures and definitely stories behind the pictures on the postcards. Yes, well, thank you so much, Betty. And if you're coming out here to the Historic Farm Days here in Penfield, make sure to come in the old school building in the Farm Museum and come out and check these lovely ladies here. They know their things about these antique items, so make sure you come by. Thank you so much,
Betty. Sometimes
we
learn from them, too. And make sure you go into the gym area, which is more the men's, and then upstairs in the schoolroom up there, too. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, okay, Betty.
Thank you.
This is Jesselyn Eisenman here at the 2025 Historic Farm Days here in Penfield, Illinois.